Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover.
Across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Open Cambridge. You'll be familiar with it, I hope. It's the annual Festival of History and Culture. We're just a few days away from the launch of this year's programme. The event itself, note in the diary, 8th to the 17th of September. And here to tell us a little bit more is Zoe Smith, who is the coordinator of Open Cambridge. Morning to you, Zoe.
Morning.
Thank you very much for coming in to chat to us. I don't think you've been in before. Is this your first
this
time on Open Cambridge? Or
yeah. First time Cambridge 105 in general, so yeah.
Oh dear. Well, we'll try and make you feel as comfortable as we possibly can. Tell me a little bit about the festival generally for those people who aren't familiar with it, because it is an opportunity really to delve into little bits of the city that normally we wouldn't get to see.
Exactly. So the aim of Open Cambridge is to open up places that the public wouldn't normally be allowed in or that would charge a fee, so you can get in for free during these 10 days. It's working in partnership with Heritage Open Days, which is the national festival. We just like to call it our own thing.
Oh, that's Cambridge for you, really,
Cambridge,
isn't it?
But yeah, it's all about just opening up the city and the county to people and letting them explore places they probably never have before.
And is there a particular theme to what's going on, or is it just you and your colleagues are sitting down and thinking, well, it'd be a good idea to open this up, I wonder if they would?
So there is an overarching theme from Heritage Open Days, which is creativity unwrapped, but you don't have to stick to the theme. So we are kind of like, as long as you fit the guidelines, you can be a part of our festival.
Okay, that's fair enough. Well, there's a few things, there's plenty going on, really. Douglas Adams, writer of great Cambridge fame, I guess, behind, well, he was script editor on Doctor Who for many a year, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Of course, and he has a bit of a Cambridge connection there, doesn't he?
Yes, he went to St John's, I believe, so the exhibition's in their old library, which is beautiful. So even if you're not a Douglas Adams fan, I'd definitely go just to see the library.
Yeah, no, that's definitely so. And there's like the May Ball and the gardens as well, I think, around St John's too. Do we get to go in there as well?
There is a garden tour of St John's, which does require booking. And I'm sure it will get booked up quite quickly. So do book on Monday morning.
So that's when booking opens for the first time.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then at the same time, we get presumably the programme gets published on the website, so people can rifle through and see what they're looking for.
Exactly. So you've got a mixture of bookable events, but also just drop-in events. But I know that things like the garden tours of the colleges do book out really fast.
And I guess it's one of these things, as I understand, you don't necessarily charge a fee for anything, but you do obviously need to regulate numbers, hence the need to book.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, let's pick out a few more highlights then. What would you say we should take a look at?
Well, one thing that I'm really excited about is tours of the Senate House. People who've been in the city might know it's this massive building by Great St Mary's where all the graduations happen. And technically, you only really go in there if you're graduating or matriculating from the university. But we're doing some tours with the ceremonial officer for the university on the 15th of September. They're bookable as well, but that's definitely a highlight because, yeah, you just wouldn't go in there unless we opened it up for you.
It looks very, very closed off. I'm sure it possibly isn't, but it's just because, I don't know, it's this combination, really. It's a beautiful building, but also it just looks so imposing. And you've got the gates and you're thinking, no, can't go in.
It's beautiful on the inside. It's definitely worth a visit if you can get booked on.
Okay. Anything else we should take a look at?
There's lots of walk-in tours that are happening across the city. Of various themes, and we've got a hidden histories tour, we've got sport tours. Again, these would all normally you'd have to pay to go on, but they're being offered for free. Again, there's limited numbers, so do book on those. And also the observatory's opening up at the Institute of Astronomy.
Oh, is it? This is one of these things, because I've got family who live in South Cambridgeshire, and I'm forever going past and seeing how many, is it three dishes? I'm trying to remember how many it is, where they're sort of like
scanning
the skies, but a chance to sort of have a little look inside. I'm liking this.
Yeah, so the old observatory's opening, including, I think it's the Northumberland Telescope. You can go and have a look at the, you know, the big old ones that you have to like sit underneath and look up. So yeah, that would be definitely worth a visit.
Oh, fabulous. And I gather there's something happening around the Pembroke College area. So I guess the old press and the Mill Lane site.
Yeah, so Pembroke College have refurbed that whole site into sort of an exhibition sort of arena sort of area, and they're opening up with exhibitions and dance shows and workshops to welcome the public in. Just have a look at the new space. Again, you probably won't ever go in there. And one of the things that they've changed is there's a church on Trumpington Street that's now an auditorium, which I think would be beautiful to look at. So definitely go and check that out.
I should check my pronunciation on this. I want to call her Catherine Spark Jones, but I'm seeing an umlaut over the A. Mm. And she's the scientist who apparently laid the foundation for the internet search engine.
Yeah.
I was completely unaware that there was even a Cambridge, because one always thinks of, I've forgotten his name. Tim.
Berners-Lee?
Yeah, Tim Berners-Lee, that's it. Thank you for saving me just on that. Think of Tim Berners-Lee with, the creation of the internet itself. Yeah. But we have a Cambridge connection here.
It's quite remarkable what our alum have done over the years. You don't really realise it. And then you have opportunities like this to go and see their actual notebooks. I think the one's at Wolfson College, isn't it? You go and actually see their work in person. So it's quite special.
And keeping their notebooks. My notebooks are nothing special. They're just like notes I've taken and then but they get thrown away.
Yeah.
So the fact that these ones have been kept by, and I guess when you're writing these things, you don't know as to how important they might be.
Well, exactly. I guess it's like Darwin and his books.
Yes, absolutely. That's the best example. And Eddington, which is a newer neighbourhood in Cambridge, and one of these parts of the city, the university has taken a significant role in. But they're doing some family-friendly events, and I don't know if it'd be a surprise or not, wildlife tours.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many people have been up to Eddington, but it's actually quite a nice, peaceful place. And there's quite a lot of greenery. And they do some nice walking tours through their grounds and seeing what wildlife they can spot up there. They were supposed to take place last year, but unfortunately had to cancel due to the death of the Queen. So they're back this year, which we're really excited about.
No, very much so. There's so much going on. Is there anything I've missed? I think probably plenty, I suspect.
I mean, there's like over 80 events, so there's loads of stuff. We've got people like the synagogue and the Cambridge Buddhist Centre taking part this year, which is great to see places that are embedded in the community taking place and taking part and getting involved. We love to see that, so...
No, very much so. So remind us what we need to do. The programme gets released on Monday. Yeah. And where do we find that?
So the programme will be on our website, which is www.opencambridge.cam.ac.uk. And you'll also find us on all the standard social media channels.
And it's marked, presumably, if it's a good idea to book or if you can just turn up.
Yeah. So they'll all be labelled, the ones that need booking.
That's great. Well, Zoe, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about that.
I'll
pop back and see. It wasn't too painful,
was it?
It was
absolutely lovely.
First visit to 105. Zoe Smith, who's Open Cambridge coordinator.
Cambridge 105 Radio.